says connecting to cloud server. Oh. It still doesn't say, oh, there we go. Okay. Erev Shabbat Shalom, Boker Tov. And it's good to be back. After Pesach, Tizku L'Shem Rabot, Na'imot V'Tovot, Tizku V'Tichiyu Tarich Yomim, Kaitz Bari, and Kol HaBrachot. So, this is a very exciting week. The first Shabbat after Pesach is always very exciting. There's always a lot of hak about the Shlissel Challah, the Kol Beseder. So, you know, it's okay. If you have the Shlissel Challah, it's fine. You don't know how many questions I got today, whether Shlissel Challah is Christianity, whether it's Asur to do it. I don't think it's Asur. It's not Asur. And even if it does have Christian roots, it's not Asur, based on the Tshuva of the Maharik. Shelot Tshuva Maharik, which the Bet Yosef brings down also in Siman Kufayin Chet in Yudah Da'ah, Maran Zachman Baruch Hay in certain places in Yabi Omer and Yechaveh Da'at, that anything that's done for Ta'am Yadua is not subject to Hukot Ha'akum. So first of all, for Parnassah, for whatever, you're not doing it to be Domet to the Goyim. So first of all, it doesn't originate from Christians. Second of all, even if it did, it's still not a problem of Chukot Akum to do it.
That's one suffix.
No, not because of suffix Fika. Okay, because so at the end of the day, you know, let's not make Shlissel Challah one of the Yud Gimel Ikarei Emunah. But at the end of the day, you want to do it, beautiful. You don't want to do it, also fine. It shouldn't become a matzav that, oh, you didn't make a shlissel challah, you're not Jewish. My wife made it. Oh, Hashem. You know, I didn't tell her to make it. She made it. You know what I'm saying? As I call it, okay. So that's just, not that I'm the gauge for anything, but I'm just saying that it's not lehalacha ol ma'as, it's perfectly acceptable. And I think, you know, la'anidati, you know, katonti from saying anything, but we have to be very, very, very careful. Especially about something that's minhag yisrael, just to so quickly dismiss it as being, from Nutzrim and from Gdolei Olam did this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even if it's not necessarily from our, from our Aida, Chassidim are also Gdolei Olam. You know what I'm saying? Gdolei Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, Talmidei Talmidehem, Anashim Gdolim Meod. So you have to be careful. You know what I'm saying? Everything we say, you know, we have to be very, very careful not to chas v'shalom be mevazeh or mezalzel b'minhag yisrael, whether we keep it or not. So, anyway, we find ourselves, that wasn't the, should have probably made a shiur about that, but we would have had a lot more viewers. I heard Rabbi Reisman once say, he says, chaval, you know, if Hashem would have called the aseret ha-diberot, the aseret ha-segulot, a lot more people would have kept them. Anyway, so, that's a good one. So anyway, we're in the middle of Sfirat HaOmer. Not in the middle, but you know, we just started second day of Pesach, and there is a common problem that I find almost every year, especially among Sfaradim, and soon you'll see why. And that comes about by Sfirat HaOmer. And a lot of people don't even realize that it might be an issue. Now, what am I talking about? I'll get there in a second. But just before we even get to the background of the sugya, especially now during the summer, Sfaradim, Midore Dorot, and we've spoken about this many times at length, that Minhag Sfaradim, although yes, the most optimal time for Mincha is Mincha Ketana. And the most optimal time for Arvit is Arvit Lachar Tzeta Kohavim, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch. But, you know, we don't live in utopia. And we know that the Ari HaKadosh also didn't hold that way. The Ari HaKadosh prayed Mincha right before Shkia, and Arvit right after Shkia. And the Minhag of the Sfaradim, Midore Dorot, is to pray Mincha ve'Arvit back to back. And not only before and after Shkia back to back, but even Tartez Satre, even both of them being before Shkia. And that is Minhag Shi Sodato Beharei Kodesh. The Bet Yosef discusses it b'shem Harashba in Siman Resh Lamed Bet in Orach Chaim. It's based on Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosfot and by the Rosh in the beginning Berachot Bet Amud Aleph. So anyway, this is the Minhag of the Sfaradim Midore Dorot. The Mishnah Berurah is not a big fan, but once again, you know, this is the minhag of Sfaradim. For whatever reason this minhag came about, there's different reasons, because people would disperse and it would be hard to gather them back after mincha for Arvit later, whatever it is, but that seems to be the minhag. And that's why, and guess what? Now, you know, Shkiah is pachot yotir, close to when we're davening anyway, but as the summer progresses, and Shkiah gets later and later and later and later, and you see the Sfaradim still praying mincha ve'arvit at the same time, hanach laim le'Yisrael. That is the minhag shelanu, and it's based on, you know, it's based on poskim gdolim ve'nichbadim me'od, and therefore, you know, you don't have to knock anybody, v'zeh minhag. The only issue becomes with this minhag is during the tkufa of Sfirat HaOmer, sometimes, as a result of praying Tartidus HaTre, the Sfaradim's minhag of praying back-to-back, even before Shkiah, now what happens with Sfirat HaOmer? That's the issue. Now, in order to understand what the proper time for Sfirat HaOmer is, we first have to have some background about the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer nowadays. Like we all know, I believe that we discussed, Michael, you know. So he says, the Hadrat Panim. So everybody during Sfirat HaOmer has a Hadrat Panim. Yeah. The Gemara says, Masechet Bava Metzi'ah, that Rabbi Yochanan was extremely handsome. Very, very handsome. Yeah. Aval, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have, the Gemara says, he didn't have Hadrat Panim. He didn't have that shine of the face. Says Rashi HaKadosh, Ma Kavana. What does that mean? You tell me he's handsome. What do you mean he doesn't have a Hadrat Panim? He didn't have a beard. He didn't have Chatimat HaZakan. So you see that the Zakan is you know, is part of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant for men to look. Anyway, Bekitzur, Mikol Makom. So over here, we know that there is a tremendous Machloket Rishonim about the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer Bizman Hazeh. Yes. You know, we know that according to the Rambam, Ravaya, the Sefer Itur, and others, that Sfirat HaOmer, independent of the Bet HaMikdash and the Korban HaOmer, the mitzvah to count the Omer is still very much the Oraita. Nevertheless, the vast majority of Poskim, Tosfot, Masechet Menachot, Daf Samach Vav, the Rashba, the Rambam, the Ritva, Rov Kechol HaPoskim, as is codified also by Maran HaShulchan Aruch. Okay, I'll read you the Saif in a second. But they hold that Sfirat HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanan. Only Bizman Bet HaMikdash, when there was a Korban HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer, counting the Omer, is contingent upon the Korban HaOmer. Nowadays that we don't have a Korban HaOmer anymore, so the mitzvah gets downgraded from a Deoraita, from a biblical level, to a rabbinic level. Not to say that it's not a mitzvah. And for that reason, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu amends the, for those who say the L'shem Yichud by Sfirat HaOmer, it says, Harini ba l'kayim mitzvat aseh min haTorah, or mitzvat aseh shel Sfirat HaOmer. You don't say, huh? Nachon? Maran Zichron Baruch Hu is not a fan of that girsa. He says, no, he said mitzvat Sfirat HaOmer, because again, there are such shitot, but apparently, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, Vehamedakdekim enam sofrim ad tzet hakochavim v'chein ra'u la'asot. The Shulchan Aruch very clearly says, Medakdekim are those who are meticulous about mitzvah observance. They count only by tzet hakochavim. Why didn't he say chayav adam? Why didn't he say asur lispor lifnei tzet hakochavim? If it was a deoraita, just like any other nighttime mitzvah ta'aseh min haTorah, you have to wait until tzet hakochavim. So why over here does he not? Elamai, apparently the Shulchan Aruch holds, like Rova Poskim against the Rambam, that Sfirat HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is only on a rabbinic level. Now, the Rosh holds, the Rif doesn't say, the Rosh holds that it's Midrabana. Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch will go against the Rambam when there is Rov Minyan, when there is a majority of Poskim against him, he'll go against him. Yeah, now, here's the story. Now, there are, okay, now, I want to read to you first there's a Saif Gimal in Shulchan Aruch Siman Taf Petet. The Shulchan Aruch says the following, and then we'll use this to revert back to Saif Bet in order to understand what he says over there. So first of all, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamitpalel im haTzibur mibe'od yom." A person who prays with the Tzibur before mibe'od yom while it's still day. Those words, obviously, those words are going to open up a Pandora's box. You can see the twinkle in Matt's eye about what these words are going to do. Now he says like this. Oh, and John, right behind him. Yeah? Matt has backup. So he says, Munei Mahin, Matt's my backup. So he says, Munei Mahin, Belo Bracha, Vim Yiskor, Balayla Yiberech Vispo. Now, just explaining the Seif. Maran says, what happens if a person's praying with the Tzibur and he has a dilemma? At the end of Arvit, the Tzibur is going to count. Now, he doesn't really want to count now because he's a Medakdek. He wants to wait for Tzitzit Kochavim, like we said before. What should he do? So, says Maran, he can make a Tanai that if he forgets, right, he counts now without a Beracha, and if he forgets later, this should be the counting. And if he remembers later, this counting is nothing and he can make a Beracha later. Fine. That's the halacha. Now, what do the words "hamitpalel aymatzibur mi be'od yom monei mahem belo bracha" mean? What are we talking about? Which means we can infer from the seif that the tzibur is praying while it's still day, and they're counting with the bracha. He doesn't want to yet count with the bracha because he's a medakdek. But what time are we talking about?
It's talking about exactly shekia.
Sure. Give me a more Jewish answer. Machlokes. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Mishnah Berurah and the Kaf HaChaim on the spot. So Michael is in good company because the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. He says, Yesh me'acharonim shepirshu, the Taz, Gaon Mivilna, Prime Gadim, they all understand Maran is saying, Dehainu ben Hashmashot, Shu Safek Laila. V'yotzin az lefi asfira lefi aposkim the sfira lu sfira bizman hazeh midrabbanan. Which means, according to them, yes, we're talking about a time that the non-midakdekim can count, which is after tzedek kohavim. After shkia, between shkia and tzedek kohavim, which is what? That's ben hashmashot. That's those poskim. Nevertheless, there are many poskim on the other side. The Chok Yaakov, Eliya Rabba, Nehar Shalom, Ma'amar Mordechai that Kaf Chaim brings down. And they say that, what are we talking about? Listen to them. They say, and the Levush, here, listen to this. That Mi Be'od Yom means even before Shkia, after Plaga Mincha. How do you count then? He says, according to everybody, like we said, based on what we've said thus far, the earliest possible time to count with the bracha is when? Shkia. So what are we talking about now? That the tzibur is praying mi ba'od yom, and what, they're making a bracha bevet hakneset even before shkia? Maze! Ela! What does the Levush say? Mikon makom mevachim ba'od yom kedei leotzi'a meha'aretz she'enan monim balayla kmo shekatav al-Levush v'somchim kmo shesomchim betfilat arvit u'kriyat shema shekorin mba'od yom kmo shekatavnu la'el b'siman reshlam medhe. There's a shita, piske tosot. It's not in tosot proper in Menachot of Samach Vav, but there's something at the end of the Masechet called piske tosot. It says over there that you can even count the Omer from Plaga Mincha. So again, we don't hold like that. But these poskim are understanding that you can even make a bracha betzibur even before Shkia and Sfirat HaOmer for those Ameha Aretz that will forget to do it later, to at least be Yotze the Shita of the Pisketos, who says what? Just like with regards to Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, there are those who hold Rabbeinu Tam, the Mordechi, and others will, that you're already Yotze Kriyat Shema and Tefillat Arvit from Plaga Mincha. So too says the Piskei Tosfot, that you have the liberty of being Yotze Sfirat HaOmer from Plaga Mincha as well. And in order, although we don't hold like that, but in order to be Motzi, these Am Ha'aretz, and to let them fulfill at least this opinion, these Achronim say, when Maran says that they were being Mitpalil Mi Ba'od Yom, Ya Michael, what's in Ba'od Yom?
Plaga Mincha.
Plaga Mincha. That's a very, very big thing. Now,
Rabbi, sorry, why not say it without the bracha?
Doctor,
you are counting.
Tavo lepo, tavo lepo.
I just joined.
No, efa ata, tavo lepo. We need to see you live. Everybody else has a pass. You, doctor, ata, you're kavua po. Anyway, says Baruch Haba. Anyway.
That's what I'm saying. So why would you make it with the bracha? Why would you make it with the bracha? Why not say it without? It's enough for them to count without the bracha.
Nachon, but Am Haaretz, at least to be yotze the shita, because we're assuming that these Am Haaretz, they're not going to do it later. So to be mezakeh otam with such a, you know, with some semblance of the mitzvah, of the bracha and the mitzvah, so lichaora, the poskim were mitaken to count for them earlier. Again, it is a machloket how to understand what Maran says mi be'od yom. Now, with this in mind, let's go in reverse to one saif before. I'm going to read to you a saif. Help me to interpret this saif. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Im ta'u biyom ha-me'onan, uvirchu al sfirat ha-omer, chozrim lispor keshetechshach. What happens, we're going to see for a second if they prayed Arvit or not, but let's say they did pray Arvit, and it looked pretty dark outside, it looked pretty late, and they made sfirat ha-omer with the bracha, and then they come out, and what? The sun's shining. What's the halacha? Says Maran, they count again after dark. So we have to ask the very first questions. There's at least two questions that we have to ask on this line before we proceed with anything. What are the questions we have to ask? Number one.
Bracha. Number one,
with a bracha or without? And even more importantly, in order to ascertain that, what do we have to know? What time did this happen? Nachon. So now, what's the with regards to Shabbat? Yeah. So when did this happen? We said, yeah, the sun was shining, or you know, it doesn't say the sun was shining exactly. It says they made a mistake on a cloudy day. Which means there's still going to be a little bit. And then they came out and there was still a little bit of sunlight. When was it? Was it between plug and shkia? Was it before plug? Was it after shkia? What are we talking about? So the Mishnah Berura, in the Mishnah Berura and in the Shaar HaTziyun, on this halacha, makes seder of this sugya. Now, first of all, he brings down, it seems like, from the Rashba, this is all based on the Tshuvat HaRashba. And he says that it seems like from the Tshuvat HaRashba that he says that you would make a bracha again. Although the Bayit Etev brings down from the Knesset HaGdola, when Maran says to count again after Chashecha without a bracha, Mishnah Berura says, Lo Nachon. You look in the Rashba, and he says Beferush that when we say count again means with the bracha. He disagrees with the Bayit Etev on the spot. Now, the next thing he says is, he quotes the Chok Yaakov, which was written by Gaon Rabbi Yaakov Reischer. It's a perush on Hilchot Pesach. This is all still part of Hilchot Pesach. Sfirat HaOmer is, you know, begins during Pesach, so the Shulchan Aruch included it with the Halachot of Pesach. So he says like this. I want to read it to you. It's in the Shaar HaTziyun Saif Katan Yudzan, and he says Eliyah Rabba Ma'amar Mordechai Vechein Mashma Me'olat Shabbat. ופשוט לפי הטעם שמבואר במשנה ברורה, הוא דלקה בהרטב. Now he says, ועיין באליה רבה בשם עולת שבת, דהכי שהתפללו מפלג המנחה ולמעלה, ואחר כך ברכו על הספירה, אינו חוזר ומברך. This is all, when did the אליה רבה and חוק יעקב say that you'll make another ברכה? That's only if they prayed ערבית before פלג המנחה. Which means that it was ממש nothing. However, if this mistake happened, they prayed Arvit, and they made a bracha after Plag HaMincha, at that point already the Eliyah Rabba and the Chok Yaakov, they hold already, then you don't make the bracha anymore. Okay? That's their opinion. The Mishnah Berura and Shaar HaTziyun jumps on that, and he says, that's not true. I'll prove to you from the Tshuvat HaRashba, which is the source for this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that he holds not that way. Why? Because the Rashba himself says, listen to what he says. The case in the Rashba was that they prayed Arvit and they did Sfirat HaOmer. He says, when do we say, and we say this with regards to the Hilchot Shabbat also, let's say they made a mistake and it was a cloudy day and they prayed Arvit a little bit early on Friday afternoon, and then they come out and they see it's still daytime. Says the Rashba, the Gemara says, what's the halacha? They don't have to repeat Arvit because of what? Torah Tzibur. That's what the Gemara says, and the Rashba brings that. And says the Rashba, that's only with regards to Tfilat Arvit. But with regards to Sfirat HaOmer, that there's no Torah Tzibur, you have to do it again. Says the Sha'ar HaTziyun, if the Rashba understood, what was the Rashba talking about you don't have to do? When's the only time you don't have to do Arvit over? Because of Torah Tzibur? That's only post Plaga Mincha. What happens if a person made a mistake and it was very cloudy and the Tzibur made a mistake and they prayed Arvit even before Plag? Michael, what's the halacha?
You have to pray again.
Vadai, it's like praying Ne'ilah today. For your, no, I'm praying it for, praying Arvit before Plag is garnished McGarnished. Now,
Rabbi, God is always awake. I've heard that. God is always awake.
Anyway, Bekitzur, yeah, how you say that chart? The
Shirt.
Anyway, Bekitzur, Rabotai, so I'm hearing double. Oh, you always hear. Oh, I thought you're there's a delay. Anyway, Bekitzur, Mechila. So listen very carefully. If the Rashba is saying that you don't have to repeat Arvit because of Torah Tzibur, and yet you have to repeat the Sfirat HaOmer, Bivracha. Obviously, the Rashba is talking about where they prayed Arvit after Plaga Mincha, and yet he's telling you, even though their mistake was only realized afterwards, even though it's after Plaga Mincha, you still have to recount with the Bracha. And Be'emet, the Sha'ar HaTziyun says, that is what the Gra holds. The Gaon Mivilna holds that they have to recount with a Bracha, even though they counted after Plaga Mincha. So now, we have so far three shitot in the Rishonim, Rishonim and Achronim, what to do in a case of a mistake with regards to Sfirat HaOmer. One opinion is that everybody agrees that before Plaga Mincha, it's nothing. Some opinions say that after Plaga Mincha, you lose your Beracha. Some opinions say that after Plaga, if you did Sfirat HaOmer after Plaga Mincha, you only don't make a bracha again if you happen to have prayed Arvit. Why? Since you made it night already through Arvit, then you wouldn't. It's also night with regards to Sfirat HaOmer b'di'avad. And some poskim say, which is how the Mishnah Berurah understands the Gra and Pashtut HaRashba, is that even after Plaga Mincha, you would still have to count again with a bracha. Three shitot. Lehalacha. Even though that's the way the Sha'ar HaTziyun, the Mishnah Berurah, seems to be going, he makes an about face at the end, as does the Kaf HaChaim, and he says, nevertheless, since there's a machloket aposkim, and we do see clearly that several poskim hold that after Plaga Mincha, regardless of whether or not you had prayed Arvit, the halacha is that according to some poskim, you could be yotze Sfirat HaOmer after Plaga Mincha. La halacha ol ma'aseh is that if they made a mistake after Plaga Mincha, they would recount Sfirat HaOmer, but without a bracha. Now, the Ish Matzliach, a Gaon of Meir Mazuz, disagrees, and he holds la halacha ol ma'aseh, like the Mishnah Berurah wanted to say in the Gra, that even after Plaga Mincha, you should still count again with a bracha. But la halacha, we do not hold like that. We hold like the Maskana of the Sha'ar HaTziyun and the Kaf HaChaim, that no bracha. Now, that's only if they made a mistake. I ask you now, this is all leading up. I told you the background, the postgame, whatever. Now, what would you do? A very common occurrence, and it's going to become more common in the coming weeks. What happens if you're praying back-to-back mincha ve'arvit tarte desatre? Right, you're praying a 7 or 7:15, mincha ve'arvit, and you're done before shkia. Now, at the end of arvit, amen shabeach, v'ayah Hashem le'mincha kol ha'aretz, v'ayom amin Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Now it's still before Shkia. At that point, what is the Tzibur to do? Now, considering the Tzibur is made up of, B'nei Torah, Tim B'chachamim, Amei Ha'aretzot, Ba'alei Batim, it's a mixed bag. What do you do now?
Tell people, don't forget, put a timer. Put a timer, download a reminder.
Yeah, timer, Hashem. That's only for tech-savvy people. What happens if you have people that don't, you know, loading?
I don't know. From childhood, we always had signs hanging at home, Omer, so no one forgets.
Adoni, the
Yitzhak Rabbi, it works.
Smarter
it works.
Than all of your signs.
It works. It works.
So I will tell you, the Chazon Ovadia, Maran Zichron Berachah, writes that if it's after Shkia, bevadai, there's an Anyan to count with the Berachah in Bet HaKnesset, to be mezakeh, to make sure, because most people will not remember. But if it's before Shkia, even Betzibur, and even though we have Amei Haaretz that are going to forget, and even though there are Shitot that say to do it, La'alacha safek berachot la'akel, and if it's before Shkia, between Plag and Shkia, you do not, under any circumstances, count the Omer bivracha, afilo bevet haKnesset b'tzibur. Because safek berachot la'akel. What can you do? What can you do? What are you going to do to Amei Haaretz that are going to forget? So you can do as follows. You can say, Rabotai, it's too early to count Sefirat HaOmer with the Bracha. Let's all say the following. On Tanai. Yeah, because according to some poskim, this Zman has arrived. So what can you do? Let's make it Tanai. If we forget later, what we're about to say is Garnet. It's not the Mitzvah. If we remember later. And if we forget later, what we're counting now, at least should be something. And then you say, Hayom Kach V'Kach La'Omer. Huh? Beno Bracha. Huh? And then later... Adoni, like Maran said beferush, let's say the same thing after Shkia. Maran said the case in Seif Gimal was what? What happens if a person's in a tzibur? After Shkia, before Tzet HaKohavim. And the tzibur is counting with the bracha, which is fine. But he is afraid. He's a medakdeh. He wants to wait for Tzet HaKohavim, but he doesn't know if he's going to remember. He's with the tzibur now. Says Maran, what do? You make a tanai. You count now without a bracha. And if you remember later, matuv manaim, make a bracha and count again. Because what you did before is garnished. And if you forget later, what you counted now is at least something that's a mitzvah without the bracha. Vadai, yes. So you do the same thing now between plag and shkia. You understand what I'm saying? Well, it's a machloket, but we hold that he's talking about between shkia and tzev.
That's more
tzav. So what? But tonight is tonight. My tnai is that if I remember later, the words that I'm saying now are garnished, mit garnished, nothing.
How does this tnai work?
Work for what? To allow me to say the bracha later if I remember? Or work that if I forget, I should be yotze with this? Why not? What happens if a person, let me ask you a question. Let's say a person says beferush, okay? After Tzet HaKohavim, it's after Tzet HaKohavim Shara Ben Lutam. Yeah, Mike, you listen to this. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Let's say tonight, right? Tonight's going to be 13. Nachon? Yeah? Today's 12, tonight's going to be 13. People have like this phobia of saying, you know, always say, yeah? Even on JetBlue, they know what to say the night before. Yeah? Aval? Huh? No, Jews don't fly spirit. Anyway, Bekitzur, Zelo, no, you have to teach them a lesson. You don't mess with Am Yisrael. Don't fly spirit. We have to, you know, we complain about them and then everybody keeps on flying with them. Ask men. You don't fly spirit. Nahon? People who are Sonei Israel, you don't give them money. So, yeah? So, unless they do tshuva. I don't know. They have to, I don't even know if they can do tshuva. The Rambam has a whole thing whether Goyim can do tshuva or not. In Yichot Tshuva. Aval, Mikol Makom, that's the story. So, tonight's going to be 13. After Tzad Kohavim, a person proclaims like this. Yeah, listen. After Tzad HaKohavim, I'm giving you a case. I'm illustrating a case for you.
Okay.
The following words that I'm about to say are nothing, and I'm not mitkaven to be yotze. Hayom shlosha asar yom laomer, shehem shavu achad v'shisha yamim. Can you count later with the bracha?
Yeah, you forgot the rest of the day.
Forget about, no, I'm saying an hour later, that same night. Bevadai, you can count again with the bracha. Why? Bevadai. When do we say, when does Maran say, Hashoelet chavero ben hashmashot? When somebody asks, you should say yesterday. That's when you don't have any specific kavanah not to be yotze. Understand? And therefore we say, since it's a machloket, whether mitzvot tzrichot kavanah or not, safek brachot la'akel both ways. And therefore don't count again that night with bracha. But if I have specific kavanah not to be yotze, I can say it a million times. It doesn't matter. Yeah?
I have
Even mentally, that's what the Tanai is all about. The Tanai makes it that if I remember later, I was matne not to be yotze. I can't be yotze be'al korchi. I'm having kavanah not to be yotze. Lodin. No. It's bevadai. The post can bring down. Post can bring down. Somebody asks you tonight, and you haven't counted yet. What night is it? And by the way, people get all freaked out about this halacha, but they don't know. First of all, the halacha is that only applies if you said la'omer. If you just said 13, or you just said hayom shlosha asar, garnished, because you didn't say la'omer. A. B. This halacha only applies for 6 out of the 49 days of the omer. Why? Because there's only if you said hayom shisha yamim la'omer, then you can't do it anymore. But if you didn't count the weeks, there's another suffix vika to allow you to count. So if you didn't say hayom, and you didn't say la'omer, and you didn't have kava, and you didn't say the weeks, otherwise you'd still be able to continue. And not only that, let's say somebody comes over to you on day 6, and he says, what day is it, la'omer? And right before you answer him, he's talking to chacham. I'm mitkaven not to be able to say with this answer. And you tell him, as an answer to his question, hayom shisha yamim la'omer, what's the halacha? You could still count the bracha. Yeah. Let's make it better. Let's say somebody asks you, is tonight the 13th night of the Omer, which is 1 day and six, which is 1 week and 6 days? And I say, affirmative. Yes. What's the halacha? Bevadai you can count. Because you didn't, you just answered a question. Yeah, he can still count. Why? Because he wasn't having. It's similar to what the Shulchan Aruch says. Let's say a person was learning Shulchan Aruch on the first night of the Omer, and as he's on the first night of the Omer, he's learning Shulchan Aruch, and in the Shulchan Aruch it says Hayom Yom Echad La Omer. He read those words. What's the halacha? Sofer. Why? Huh? Because it doesn't have to do with the. Over there, you're having kavanah, negative kavanah. Over here, by asking a question, Sefirat Omer has to be a statement. Not a question. Understand? So anyway, people get all freaked out. It's like, there's like a, Matt knows, there's a few phobias in Am Yisrael. Okay? What are Am Yisrael's top 3 or top 5 phobias? No. Top 1 phobia is being besari.
Yeah.
Being fleshy. Okay? Why? I might need a coffee. I might need an ice cream. I might need what do you call it? The dug. The Persian. The dug. Yeah, anyway. Bekitzur. Then, number 2 phobia is what? Birkat Amazon phobia.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wash. Always mezonot, adama, is it? I can't wash. Why? Because they have a phobia of Birkat Amazon. Yeah. Right? It's Birkat Amazon. Obviously, it's a scary thing. Yeah? It's frightening, right? Anyway, Bekitzur. That's, and then what? This is number 3 phobia of yesterday was, right? Always, yesterday was. Take it easy. There's, you know, there's plenty of ways around this halacha. Matt, am I missing any phobias? And I mean, so there's this problem. Huh? No, that's, I don't know. It's like, these are the classic from Jewish phobias. Yeah. Yeah. V'day. Sure. L'chol zot, that's only la'akel, v'lo la'achmir. That's only la'akel. Anyway, b'kitzar amaisa, so I gave you a few, you know, things to ponder and how to deal with this situation that comes up and probably will come up more in such keilot, because I've seen situations where people don't know what to do and they end up counting. You don't count with the bracha at that time if it's before shkia. In malaso, that's a story that's not lachan. So, what are you going to do? But in order to be motzi otam, so you make the tanai, like I said, a negative kavana will help you to undo a maase kavana, right? Ati diburim v'ten maase. It does work that way. So, well, I'm sorry, ati diburim v'ten dibur. They're both diburim. So, okay, adkan. Let's say the return of the parsha. Any questions before we end? Okay. Okay. I do stop, right? Stop. Stop recording.